This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Good morning. U.S. Marines stormed a Taliban-held town in Afghanistan today. It was in the southern province of Helmand, which is a major scene of conflict, has been for several years. Now, American, NATO, and Afghan troops want to secure as much of that area as they can before next week's presidential election. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi Nelson is embedded with the Marines in Helmand, and she's on the line. Soraya, where have you been today, and what have you seen?
Well, I'm in a village called Dahana, and this is a place that the Marines have moved into and are conducting an operation to clear it of the Taliban. This operation began at 3:30 this morning with helicopter assault teams that rolled in. I followed, as well as some other journalists, in a convoy of other troops to help back up the operation. And basically, we were met with an awful lot of gunfire. It was a pretty amazing day.
What kind of a town is it?
Well, it's a town of 2,000 people, but it's pivotal to this district that we're in, Nowzad District. Basically, this is the one commercial hub, and the Taliban have been controlling it. And the Marines feel that if they take this town, that perhaps they can flip this district, that Nowzad, which used to be the second most important economic center for Helmand Province, and which has been devoid of any government presence for the last 3 to 5 years, depending on where you are in the district, I mean, they feel that by taking this town, perhaps people will start moving back into their homes and will start resisting the Taliban. And what they particularly hope to do is clear the area so that Afghan government officials can come in, put a polling station here and in another village not too far from here.
Really? Is it likely that people will be voting after so much time under the Taliban and just a few days from now there's an election?
Well, surprisingly, in one of the villages that we patrolled before this operation, a few days ago I spoke with people there, and there was a fair amount of interest in the election, although more people did say, what do I know of elections? I mean, I want security. I want to be able to move back into my home. I'm tired of the West being here and beating up on us and the Taliban being here and beating up on us. And so, you know, they definitely do have things on their mind other than the election. But there may actually be a turnout if polling stations are opened.
How much resistance did the Marines meet as they moved in?
A lot today, Steve. It was definitely something that the commander felt had been leaked, that the operation somehow had been leaked to folks. And it's quiet at the moment. The battle started at about 3:30 a.m. local time here in Afghanistan and went on for a good 8 hours. But what happened was a U.S. Air Force plane came and dropped a heavy bomb on an area that the Marines were monitoring. And they say that 7 to 10 militants were killed in that bomb drop. And since then, it's been quiet.
So the Taliban not only seemed to be waiting, they stood and fought for hours.
They did. There was mortars and rockets, and I was moving around in a 7-ton truck with Afghan National Army, which is also accompanying the Marines on this mission today. The goal is to obviously get them set up here because the Marines do not want to stay here. They want this to be Afghanistan for Afghans, not, you know, Afghanistan for U.S. Marines. So they're basically helping them clear out and get established here, and then they're going to pull back. And so we were in the 7-ton truck, and there was definitely a lot of gunfire going on.
Now, Soraya Sarhadi Nelson with U.S. Marines in southern Afghanistan, I know the U.S. military has been trying to adjust its tactics to reduce, if at all possible, civilian casualties in a situation like this. Do you know if there were civilian casualties at this point?
There were none that we are aware of at this point, none that the U.S. Marines are aware of or have told us about. And they did have a Harrier jet fly overhead today, sort of in a show of force. But they really held off with that airstrike until, as I said, 8 hours into the fighting. And in fact, some of the Marines were privately questioning, why is it that it's taking so long to get some support here? Because they were meeting quite a bit of resistance. I should say the two compounds that the Marines have taken, that they discovered 66 pounds of opium here, and it's sitting there in the corner. I'm looking at it as we speak.
What does 66 pounds of opium look like?
Well, in this case, it's in a plastic bag, so I can't tell you. But certainly outside of the village, as we were coming in, there were basically fields and fields of dried out opium. Obviously, there was so much harvesting going on, and maybe some of the fighting prevented them from doing it all. But this is a very opium-rich region.
Okay, NPR Soraya Sarhadi Nelson in southern Afghanistan, where she's been traveling with U.S. Marines who are in a long firefight today. Soraya, thanks very much.
You're welcome, Steve.